Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Leamington Hour podcast with me, Gary Jones. I hope you've all had a fantastic week and I've got a brilliant interview for you today. Now my interview today is with Anne-Marie Lambert from Get Cooking. Now I've known Anne-Marie for a while now and she's such a lovely lady, I had to get her on the show. She's already been on the show a couple of times, just in small interviews, but in this interview we're going to delve into her background, her story, her passions, her why, and what she can do to help you going forward. And in this interview, she gives you so many tips about business, life, cooking. It's full of golden nuggets. It's all in one block, so I hope you enjoy this podcast. And as I say, let's get cracking with part one, and the only part, with me and Anne-Marie. We spoke to this lovely lady probably about, I don't know, seven months ago,
yep.
At the Go Gecko launch. It's Anne-Marie from Get Cooking. And yeah, we're just going to be talking to her about a little bit about her background, business, and that kind of thing. So cheers for coming down.
No problem,
Anne-Marie.
Thanks for inviting me.
Cool, so tell us a little bit about you and for the people who don't know you, what you do.
Well, my name's Anne-Marie, I run Get Cooking, and I've been doing it for about 8 to 9 years officially. It all came about from going into my local children's centre when my daughter went to school and I was with my son, and we just generally talk about food and what we're having for dinner, and people go, oh, that sounds really nice, oh, make that sound really easy, and I'm going, well, it is. And eventually the children's centre said, can you just come in and show us? And I'm like, yeah, okay. So I did that and it was really popular, so they invited me back. And then the school got wind of it and they thought, oh, we need to get more parents into school. Oh, we get some food on. So I was showing them how to make healthy things on a budget there too. But it all came about because I've worked in the industry, in hospitality and food manufacturing and customer service for over 25 years now.
Yeah.
So I've been in all parts of the industry, so I know it quite thoroughly, sort of from the manufacturing side, the marketing side, food, and from cooking, from three-star family-run hotel from the age of 16. So
it's always been in your blood to be able to do that.
You know, my mum, you know, used to cook frugally, and you know, she was cooking from scratch, kind of, you know, meat and two veg Yorkshire lady. My dad was a baker originally, so fresh food was always around. Can't say money was around that much as a child, so you know, we ate well, but we ate quite frugally, I suppose. You don't think about it at the time.
But you learn how to cook with raw materials
and very simply, and just make it taste good.
Which is what that's all you need to do, really, isn't it?
You don't need lots of complicated ingredients and things, and that's what I try to show people, is it doesn't have to be complicated to taste good, and you just need so many building blocks. A bit like one of those mix and match Barbie dolls. If you know, you know how to make this, you know how to make that, and then together you can make something else. So that when you go in your cupboard and you think, God, what am I going to eat tonight? You've got, you think, oh, well, I can put this and this and this and this together. And with a few, you know, tips and cheats, you can produce really good food by the time the pasta's cooked.
That's what it's all about, just making tasty food
that your family wants to eat.
That your family wants to eat.
You know, you're not having Gordon Ramsay for tea, are you? You don't need to spend 3 hours boiling something up. You can make really tasty food quickly.
Cool. So it's all, you've always been in food, always been in hospitality. What made you start setting up your own company?
I was made redundant.
Okay.
I'm maternity leave for my second child. You know, I've got an active brain. I love spending time with my kids, and I'm so glad I had the opportunity to do that. Having my redundancy money meant, you know, I could actually do that. I could do that. And we just basically tightened in the horns, and we cooked, you know, frugally. You know, you stop going to Sainsbury's, you start going to Asda and Lidl, and you just sort of
you do what you do.
You adapt to your budget. So you know, certain things you don't want to compromise on. So food is one of those things you can thing, and I got an allotment. So then I had to grow my veg.
Brilliant, okay.
And I've now just got a full size plot, which I'm a bit scared of. I'm a bit scared. I'm trying to think, when am I going to have time to do it? But I'm sure I will find tricks and trades.
If you want to do something so badly, you'll find time to do it.
Well, I've managed to do it up to now, so 5 years. So, so hopefully next year, I'm just going to put lots of fruit. Because fruit's expensive. So I've lots of fruit trees and bushes and just freeze it all, and then I'll have a constant supply of fruit.
I was going to say this, I don't think that's anything better than growing your own food and then be able to cook it in the best way. That just seems
it's amazing.
Easy. Yeah,
and you can actually do it in pots. You can do it in your flat. You know, there are miniature vegetables. You know, as long as you've got remember to water them, you can pretty much grow anything in a very small space.
Yeah.
I do try to show people that, you know. But it's choosing things that you eat a lot of or things that cost a lot of money in a shop.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, actually, if I grew that, and I love that.
But I'm sure many people don't even, for me certainly, don't even plan that far ahead or think that far ahead. They think, okay, well, actually, it's expensive, so should I have it or not? Not think, oh, there's an alternative, I could grow it.
Yeah, it's true. It's like herbs, you know, how many times do people buy packs of herbs and they just will it in the fridge? Yeah. You could have put them in the freezer for starters. But, you know, if you just get a few pot plants from the garden centre, which costs the same, just maybe a little bit more than the supermarket, just put them in a nice little container, you've got fresh herbs. And you just do simple sorts, you know, a few herbs, bit of oil, transforms pasta. You don't need to put much else with it. No. It's the flavour. That puts the flavours together.
Do you always love to kind of experiment with food? Because you mentioned flavours, and...
Yeah, I suppose I did. It's funny, when I progressed from the dishwasher to side salads in my first job because somebody was sick, and I just happened to watch MasterChef when it was Lloyd Grossman.
Okay.
And they showed how to roll lettuce up by leaf and shred it into like a bird's nest, which doesn't sound particularly dramatic these days. Back then, when you just got two lettuce leaves and two pieces of cucumber and two pieces of tomato on a side salad with a bit of pate, and then I shredded it all, and I sliced my peppers differently and arranged them, and because of that I progressed from being in the dishwasher at the bottom of the kitchen onto side salads.
Oh, nice.
And it was like, yay. So that was the start of my kind of culinary journey, really. I've got my Grossman's MasterChef.
So Lloyd,
go to Nest Lettuce.
And hide that. But it's those kind of little bits, isn't it, that people are going to remember as well?
Yeah, but you know, you can make like two lettuce leaves look like a lot from shredding it into like a bird's nest. So my boss was happy because I was using less ingredients, but it looked more on the plate. So
why wouldn't you? Yeah, why wouldn't you want that? That's great. Yeah. So you've had different experiences throughout your life in terms of different jobs, being redundant, setting your own company, which, to be fair, is no mean feat anyway, to set up your own company and get kind of sorted. The name's brilliant, Get Cooking. How did that come across?
I just had to come up with a name for the children's centre. They said, can you give us a name like so we can promote it? So the internet was a bit, you know, it was just on the going, but it didn't seem to be called that at the time, so I was like, I'll just Get Cooking. And I did a little, my husband had a publisher, so I just made a little poster up for them. So I got used to doing that from the PTA, you know, doing all those posters for all that side thing. So I just put a little poster together. And and that's how it happened. But see, but going, but I feel like it's done, been done very, I've done it very gradually.
Okay.
And I've sort of, you know, people ask me to do things, and I've sort of grown with it.
Yeah.
And so.
Which is a nice way of doing it sometimes.
Yeah.
Because in that way, you don't need to worry about.
Yeah.
Not worry is the wrong thing, but you can grow with a business at the same time.
Yeah, but any money that came in, I was just then buying more kits.
Yeah.
So I wasn't, you know, making any money at the time. You know, it's only last few years where it's snowballed and, you know, got quite a lot of work coming in now, so it's great.
But you're also doing a lot for the community as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
So do you want to just kind of give a quick shout out, I suppose, to some of the things that you're involved with at the moment in terms of the community?
Well, at the moment it's my helping hands really that I help out with the kitchen, and you know, it'd be nice to be able to help when the kitchen and the facilities are in place to be able to help people get back on their feet and show them how to, some cooking skills to help them when they get their own place. There's a lot of people out there that generationally have just lost out on cooking. So, you know, they haven't learned how to cook because their parents didn't learn how to cook. And, you know, and it's across the board. There's no difference from somebody getting a ready meal out of Aldi to somebody in Marks and Spencer's. They're still peeling the plastic off and putting it in the oven. They still don't know how to cook. I teach people in some very nice houses, and I teach people... in community centres that have got very little. They've still got the same problem. They have lack of confidence in their cooking ability, and they need somebody to show them and set them on their journey of better health and cooking skills.
I just love the fact you've been doing it all your life, and that's brilliant. And that's something that, when you look at people's journeys, you can see your journey, and this is where it's come to.
Yeah.
At the moment, because it's still on a journey. But it's
funny because I did an environmental degree, and I feel like I've come full circle because of I did waste management a lot at the university, and that was within a hotel as well, where I did my year placement. That was up at Glen Eagles, so it couldn't have been a better place. So while I was going around checking out light bulbs and gas fittings on cookers, telling him how much a chef could save an hour by turning his grill off, which wasn't that. It's quite a lot for you, but these chefs like to have their grills on. But you used to like soak up, pick up bits, and it's really interesting. Really enjoyed.
So where else have you worked in the past in terms of locations?
I've worked in Scotland. I've worked, lived down in Reading for 15 years.
I moved
there to basically get an environmental job. It was closer to London, and my friend lives there, so it just seemed a good idea as a base. Went down for a weekend and stayed, basically. And then I got a part-time job in Costa. Within a fortnight, I was supervisor, and within 3 months, I was managing. This is before Whitbread, so there was only like 20-odd jobs. And I was like the first female manager. I was the first English manager and the first manager under 30. So it was like the Italian mafia going into head office. But after about 6 months, I realised I was made of tough stuff, and that I could, I wasn't the little lady that needed looking after. They took me under their wing, and it was hard work, but it was good fun. Did that for 3 years, and then I thought, no, I've got to get out now. Just too much. When Whitbread took over, they didn't seem to want pre-Whitbread people in the business.
Just wanted their own.
They were trying to get you out, and then. Went for an office job, so I did. I recruited security officers.
Okay.
For 2 years in the west region, Securitas, and developed all that, all the recruitment, and that was quite
varied.
Very varied, and then I thought, gotta get out. Need to get back into food, and then a job that came up at RHM Food Service as a customer service manager.
Nice.
So I was on teaching. Telling people on the phones how to use products. It's all like caterers, catering products. They say, bring up how can I use this product more effectively, because it was cost sector catering.
Oh, okay.
So it was like basic sponge mixes and how you add value. And then I learned a lot about adding value to products from the development chefs within RHM.
Yeah.
And go along to some of the shows and help and give customer advice. So a lot of customer focus role. I really enjoyed that job.
I say, it sounds it. You've got a smile on your face. Yeah,
I really enjoyed it. Yeah. Then they got taken over by Premier Foods, and they moved, and then that was the end of that.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Have you got any kind of top tips for people who are looking to maybe, just top tips for cooking?
Top tips for cooking.
Top tips for cooking.
Keep it simple. buy the best quality ingredients you can afford, but doesn't always mean going to the best shops. You just, you've got to, you know, some tins of tomatoes are just as good as others. Yeah, just enjoy it. And cook something you want to eat.
Yeah. I know for me,
start simple.
I know when I try to cook, there's certain dishes I know taste good and I'm happy with them, you know, and I'm sure I could probably improve them, but actually, do you know what, they're good. I spag bol, happy days. But there's other things that I can cook using recipes and that kind of stuff. But it's just trying to find the time to be able to kind of do it in my world anyway. It's just trying to find the time to be able to do it,
and like, still in my world I'm still busy teaching other people. It's like, you know, trying to find how
to do
something, you know, different. Something a bit different. Yeah,
I've got a kind of a rotation of about 4 or 5 different meals that I just have, which
that's pretty common.
Yeah, I think that's true. But have you got any kind of tips for people who are in that position or actually just try something new? But how? Where would you start with trying something new?
I would basically go into your cookbooks and I would choose one of your cookbooks and think, right, I'm going to cook one dish out of this book.
Okay.
Just a quick flick and see which, just think which one, just choose one. Mm-hmm. Because I think the problem with recipe books is overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've got books, you know, 300-400 pages. And how many recipes have I cooked out of there? Maybe 4 or 5?
Yeah, I think I've got 4 or 5 cookbooks, I don't think I've even opened.
No, but what I think you should do is get the book, take a photograph of that recipe you think, God, that's really nice. Take a photograph on your phone, set a little thing up, and then actually, when you're at the supermarket, think, right, I'm going to get the ingredients for that recipe.
That's a great tip.
And then just focus on one recipe, and then once you've done it a couple of times, it will become more second nature. It becomes easier.
That makes sense.
And because you're remembering it, and you remember, when you're at the supermarket, you think, right, I'll just get this, and this. And then choose a different book, and then choose one out of that.
Then just do the same.
And do the same. And that, then after, you know, if you just do that, even if you do that once every 2 weeks, after 3 months, you're going to have 6 new recipes. That's a whole week's recipes.
That's a good point.
In 3 months.
I like that. So basically, choose a page from the cookbook, take a photo, go to the supermarket with that photo on your phone, drop it.
But just make sure you set up a little folder on your thing, because it'll get lost in all your photos.
Yeah, true.
You don't realise how many photos.
I
take so many photographs. I'm always backing up. Says, do you want to back up? You've got 698 photographs and you're backing up. And you're like, really? It's only 3 weeks ago.
That's quite cool. Yeah. No, I like that. I really like it. So what's next for you? Have you got anything really exciting coming up?
Ooh.
So it's the end of 2016. Or it's coming up to the end of 2016. What's up for 2017?
I've got the Southern Baking Circle coming up.
Ooh.
So we're going to do an Eat Well for Less workshop with about, I think, about 20, 30 ladies.
Okay.
And then I'm doing some Chinese demos for the Mothers Union in their Coventry. So that's 2 more weekends up in January. And then I'm over in Bedworth, and we're working with the Children's Centre, teaching community how to cooking bakeaways on a budget, and how to use cupboard ingredients more effectively, as many of them are relying on food bank parcels and they haven't got a clue what to do with some of the produce in there.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm over in Lillington in February doing the same thing, and I'm hoping to do another version of the booklet that goes into the food bank parcels, the canny cooking, when I can
find a bit of time to do that.
And possibly something else, but I don't want to.
No, that's fair enough. So there's loads of stuff in the pipeline. If they wanted to find more information about those, where would they find it?
I'm quite active on Facebook, which you can put / cooking lessons with Anne Marie, or you can just go straight to my website, www.get-cooking.co.uk, and you'll find the links from there.
It's nice. Cool. Now, at this point in the interview, I always like to find out what your one golden nugget would be.
Just
one. So this is your one piece of golden advice. I know you've got loads, but just one that you can depart to someone to help them.
I think you should do something you're really passionate about, because you're going to end up spending a lot of time doing it.
Nice. And if you had a second, what would it be?
Never say never.
Love it. Love it. So in terms of kind of going forward, they can contact you on the website, they can contact you using the Facebook page.
Yes.
And then the two main methods of contact?
I've just discovered Instagram. So I'm spamming Instagram with photographs. Then somebody said, oh, you're supposed to put one a day on. I'm like, oh, okay.
How many have you been putting on?
Well, I have calmed down a little bit, but I was like, oh, because I take lots of photographs of food, I thought, oh, it's great, I can just spam Instagram and then not worry about my Facebook followers, you know, switching them off. And to be honest, I love taking photographs, and I would love to do food photography or that kind of thing. I'd love to go and spend a day.
Maybe 2017 could be the year for that. You never know.
I do enjoy doing that, but it's a real nice. It's nice to have a hobby side of it.
Yeah.
Which it's not your main focus, but I do enjoy taking photographs of anything really. But yeah.
Sweet. So check you out on Instagram. I'm guessing it's Get Cooking.
Yes. Yeah. Get Cooking Warwick. I think it is.
Okay. Cool. We'll confirm that in the show notes, just to make sure. Cool. Well, thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
And nice to speak to you. Cheers.
All right. Bye.
Thank you so much, Anne-Marie, for that brilliant interview. And remember, check out her workshops and classes. She's really, really good. I've been on one, and it's really cool. Learned so much. So thank you, Anne-Marie, for that interview. And we will catch up again, I promise. Now, all of these shows have been on my radio show, which is called Lemons Now Radio Show, and that happens every Monday between 6:30 and 7:30 in the evening. It's repeated every Wednesday between 5:00 and 6:00. You can find that on Radio Warwickshire, and it's Lemons Now Radio Show. So check it out. Now, if you want to know more about Lemons Now, check out our website, lemonsnow.co.uk, for more information. We've got workshops, events, podcasts, radio shows, and so much more. Have a great week, everyone.